Welcome, folks. Today we are discussing developing an innovative organizational culture, a people-centered and value-focused approach. Let's dive in.
I'm eager to hear about this. What's the core argument of this approach to fostering innovation within organizations?
The main idea is that a truly innovative culture isn't just about processes. It's deeply rooted in people and shared values. It argues that by focusing on organizational values, team motivation, and a commitment to selecting and supporting innovative ideas, companies can cultivate a sustainable environment for creativity and groundbreaking work. It uses 3M and SRI International as case studies to illustrate this.
So it's not just about throwing money at R&D, but about a holistic cultural shift? Can you elaborate on the three key elements?
Exactly. The three elements are interconnected. First, organizational values and alignment are crucial. This means clearly defining values that support innovation, things like risk-taking, collaboration, and learning from failure, and ensuring that these values are reflected in everything the organization does, from its mission statement to its performance reviews. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
I see. And what about the second element, team motivation and development?
That's where the people-centered aspect comes in. It's about empowering teams, providing them with the resources and training they need, and fostering a culture of psychological safety, where people feel comfortable taking risks and sharing ideas without fear of judgment. Both 3M and SRI, in their case studies, highlight the importance of this.
That makes sense. But how does the organization actually select and commit to innovative ideas? Isn't there a risk of wasting resources on ideas that don't pan out?
That's a valid concern. The third element addresses this. It's about having a structured process for evaluating and selecting innovative ideas, but also about committing the necessary resources to those ideas that show promise, even if they involve some risk. It's about balancing calculated risk-taking with careful evaluation. The case studies show how both 3M and SRI have developed systems to manage this.
So, it's a delicate balance between fostering creativity and ensuring responsible resource allocation. It sounds like a challenging but potentially very rewarding approach.
Precisely. It's not a quick fix, but a long-term commitment to building a culture that values and supports innovation at every level. And the case studies suggest that this approach can lead to significant long-term success. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Goodbye.